things are getting more exciting than ever here at Brokeback FM.
Constantly.
They really are. And how about Buzz? I don't know. Could you guys hear? I tried to leave the studio door open, mm-hmm. but I was coming back in, and you guys didn't hear him?
No.
Buzz, I swear to Christ, was ripping Dave Howard a new a-hole. Mike, not, and I am not exaggerating.
Was this about that thing we were talking about?
Yes, yes it is. Okay.
Not since Alan Goodman, one of our general managers, yelled at Laura Torres,
right,
saying, where's the effing money? Mike and I like did one of those things where you show up with the gigantic pair of scissors and cut a ribbon at a car dealership.
Oh, my God.
And we would get paid like this is like $75.
Right. Yeah, it used to be like it used to be the kind of money that really, you know, supplemented our contract.
I understand.
We liked that money. We did a lot of stuff to get it, and we wanted it fast.
And we didn't get the money. One day, Goodman.
It was like it was about a month that we hadn't gotten paid.
Oh. The general manager calls in the saleswoman. And Mike and I are just sitting on his couch, mm-hmm. and he just screams at. I mean, he's put on a show for our benefit.
And we went from being indignant to really, it was so bad that you just, I mean, we all of a sudden the guilt started to seep in because he was teeing off on her.
He was screaming.
Oh, it was horrible to watch.
The effing money.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, it was right, and she was wrong, but it was horrible to watch.
I'm coming back from the men's lounge, and I turn the corner. And I can't help but notice that Buzz is in a discussion with big, dorky, you know, what's his name, Dave Howard.
Right.
And at first it sounds like they're just having one of the regular discussions because Dave Howard's saying, well, I think the guy said that to the future. Of the... And then all I hear Buzz saying is, no, you don't understand. I want my money. Mm-hmm. It is how many days overdue?
90. 90 days due now.
That would be 3 months.
Do your debtors allow you to wait 90 days before paying them? Mine don't. I just wonder.
It sounds like you might have a legitimate gripe.
I think I do.
I love hearing you yell at a sales guy, Buzz.
Well, it's not like I didn't give him plenty of notice and plenty of time to fix this.
And Buzz doesn't.
And guess what? Time's up. Tomorrow I explode.
You don't yell that often, right?
No.
No, he doesn't.
I hate Dave.
Let's try to call Dave Howard now.
Oh, this won't help.
And really, a Buzz Burbank commercial, I think, seriously, reaches a large audience.
Dave Howard.
Dave, Don and Mike.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, listen.
Hey, Howard.
You got to know, I was witness to SmackDown there when I was coming through the hallways. And I
appreciate
just say,
you getting my back there, Don.
Just have to say, Buzz was just beating your ass. I mean,
have you seen him that angry, Dave?
Buzz had me in the stranglehold. He had every right to do it.
Have you ever seen him that angry?
You know, I'm not sure if Buzz ever has gotten that red before in front of me, no.
No.
And Buzz came about as close as he does, really, to screaming at you. So will you have his money tomorrow?
Now, Buzz, this isn't Dave Howard directly, correct? This would be another person?
No, he's part of the organization, the machine, the bureaucracy, if you will.
Would there be a specific advertising executive who you would single out as responsible for this problem?
I could, but I'm not even sure it's his fault. It's the system that's at fault here.
Should that individual be aware that you could do that if you so choose?
I think he'll know, yeah. Yeah, well, I think he'll know.
Well, Dave, how did it feel to be put in your place by Buzz?
No, Rob has written down something for me to say.
Why? Yes.
And I don't really. Sometimes, Rob, when you have this kind of passion, I think Rob has.
What did he write down?
I think Rob's got to say it himself. I don't know.
Rob.
Know.
Take your shot, too.
Keep working,
hold on. He doesn't have your microphone on. Hold on a second.
There you go. Hold on. Yeah, okay. I can't even read your handwriting.
Question.
It's just Dave.
Dave, where's your tie, you smarmy tool?
I just felt that was cut out from
That's
left field.
That's the best you can do, Rob? Come on.
Oh, he can do it. Oh, no. Oh, Dave.
Now he's putting
Dave.
The headphones
Dave.
On.
Oh, don't ask, Dave.
You want to start? Should we start with the way you write copy and the amount of times I've pulled your ass out of the fire? It's real simple. There's a subject and a verb. That's how a sentence works.
And Robbie, not to pile on, but haven't I heard that Dave has issues with punctuation?
Oh, horrible.
Like, for instance, he doesn't know what a period is?
No, he likes long,
run-on sentences.
Doesn't know
what 90 days is.
He doesn't have no concept.
That's why I turned to Buzz.
Yeah, but if you're not paying him.
So that's why you turned to Buzz. And now look at Buzz. Wow. Now look what you've done to sweet, sweet, wouldn't harm a fly Buzz. He was out there ready to go Chuck Norris on your ass.
Did you get any satisfaction, Buzz?
Not yet.
Or I should, why am I asking you? I should ask Dave. Dave, did you give Buzz any satisfaction?
I'm trying.
I'm surprised Dave doesn't have a good concept of time, who always submits a minute and a half of copy to run in 30 seconds.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, Dave, if you will accept this. Thing is, this is all on the air now. Tomorrow, if you don't have whoever owes the money to Buzz, I think you should come in the studio right at the very beginning of the show and allow Buzz to slap you in the face. Every day that you do not give him it. Now, Buzz.
That's a start. Can I have more?
Well, now, if you want to rough him up in the garage, that's up to you.
I think he should just write a check to cover it to Buzz.
I'm sure the station has its money. I'm sure the account executive got his money. 90 days later, I'm still going, where's mine?
Hey, let's face it,
I'm here in 3 weeks.
That's a brilliant solution, Rob.
Me and Mike have done that play before, and that's a real good way to get your money, but that's also a real good way to make sure that salesperson will never get you another gig.
Right.
No, if it's going to go like this, that's okay with me. I don't need it that bad.
Oh, see?
And not a problem for Dave. I think he needs Buzz a lot more than Buzz needs him.
You think so?
Absolutely.
What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I do, but...
smarmy smirk.
Listen.
Hey, Buzz, write down the figure we're talking
give
about.
Give Buzz the money. Yes. Give Buzz the money you owe him by tomorrow.
See, talking,
this is nothing. He could cut this right now.
$10,000?
Oh, so
10 grand?
Just a short spot, then. Uh-huh.
Charlie M! Seriously, if you don't have that money for Buzz tomorrow, Buzz will kick your ass. Do you hear me? I mean, kick your ass. Yeah.
And, you know what, Dave? There are a lot of holes in the desert. A lot of problems are buried in those holes.
It's going to be a lot easier to brush your teeth once they've been knocked out.
All right. Bye, Dave Howard.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There he goes.
Anyway, there he is.
My friend Buzz, Dave.
Buzz just went off on him.
He's fine.
I'm just starting.
Hey, Dave, don't make me be a bad guy. Don't make me pop your eye out of the socket.
More tomorrow.
And he is covering for the other guy. Now I enjoyed Don the managers in the old days that would immediately sell out the underling who's directly responsible for the account.
Hey, that's not on me. That's on Barry Rankin.
It would be unfair to single out one person because I feel at least a handful of people are at fault here, and I'm taking them all out tomorrow.
Okay,
all right, Buzz.
Still don't want to mention that one guy.
Well, we're going to include him in the bunch,
sure.
Yeah, you know, as part of the group, account executive Michael Cornicelli.
You know him as Michael J. Fox.
That's another guy who's Buzz is going to be kicking some ass tomorrow.
Well, I will see.
Open that can of whoop ass.
He's kind of trying.
I think it would be good if he picked up Michael and beat Dave with him.
I just thought it was
an idea.
I just thought it was fantastic to come around the corner and just hear Buzz really in this guy's face going off. And you got to understand. Buzz is a normal-sized guy. This guy, Dave Howard.
Yeah, Lurch.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. Gigantic, tall, dorky look, but like 6'7".
Tall,
yeah.
Very tall.
Just real big, real hillbilly-ish. maybe not the
doesn't
best
wear ties.
Sometimes
rope belt.
Frayed trousers.
Smarmy.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Smarmy, thy name is Howard.
Smarmy.
Love smirking.
He looks nothing like his ancestors, Curly and Moe.
Well, Buzz, way to stand up.
Thank you.
As always, we're encouraging you to stand up for yourself. And
a little
and
like Shemp.
And you do around the station. But really, that's the way to get in a guy's face. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and that's normally the type of thing that I get the rap for.
And I reserved myself a little bit. I'm saving, as I said, the best for tomorrow.
Well, you're fantastic. So if he doesn't have the money, you slap him tomorrow, then we'll see what's happening.
Very good.
Now, it got something from... Oh, Rolling Stone magazine.
Anybody
get that anymore? I get
it. No, I see it occasionally.
It's one of those things that you know you get like a gift subscription to, and then they come back if you don't resubscribe, and they end up with a deal that's like you know 8 cents an issue.
Yeah.
So you go okay. So I got the one that has Kanye West on the cover.
Okay. In Jesus garb and crown of thorns.
And I'm reading, and all of a sudden I see a picture of, well, look, there's the king of all media.
There's Howard.
Mm-hmm. Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the best of my recollection, and we have never been well-known enough to have been written in your local, you know, Piggly Wiggly shop and trader, much less Rolling Stone.
Right.
But I think Rolling Stone pretty much has been living in Howard Stern's bungalow for a long time. Like he's been on the cover and they've bought into all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is a review of his new show.
Okay.
From Rolling Stone.
From Rolling Stone. And I'm going to try to do this as Howard Stern. Like most people, although it always ends up sounding like this.
Yeah, but that's your Howard Stern, so that's all right.
We get it.
People know that.
Like most people who aren't from New York, I've always found it hard to pry my eyes open while Howard Stern is talking. In theory, I approve of the whole offensive, obscene, outrageous shock radio shtick. But the only thing that's ever offended me about his show is how slow it is. The guy sure does like to take his time with punchlines. When he was king of terrestrial radio, he was more fun to catch on E, with 3 hours of chit-chat boiled down into a half hour's worth of fart stripper jokes. Everybody assumed he'd go wild on Sirius. He said he could swear all he wanted, with no FCC corporate suits butting in. Yet after just 3 weeks on the air, his show already puts the in tedium.
Whoa.
He sounds like he no longer has to deal with anybody who doesn't kiss his ass. And as a result, he sounds like a bored, gloomy, 52-year-old man.
Wow.
How did this happen? The bright spot of the show's opening week was Star Trek's George Takei, hired as the new announcer, sharing his gay Hollywood memories with a constant oh my giggle. But he was live in the studio for just 1 week. Maybe not the shrewdest move, since that alone was the best new idea Howard came up with. Howard spends most mornings talking about how famous he is, how loyal his listeners are, how many millions of people are running out to buy Sirius Radio, while his studio monkey boys crowded around the mic to say, "Right on, Howard, you still the king." Fans call him to remind him he's still got it. Howard shares fun facts about his personal life. He wears gloves to industry functions because he's nervous about germs. He's had a nose job and liposuction under his chin. Incidentally, I'd ask for my money back on both of those. He tries to play Allman Brothers songs on guitar and has phone sex with Jessica Hahn. He doesn't enjoy it. He talks a lot how bad his New York replacement, David Lee Roth, is. If you thought his sidekicks were useless suck-ups before, get a load of them now. Robin Quivers compares him to Martin Luther King Jr. Artie says the main reason he wishes his father were alive is so he could hear him on the Howard Stern Show on Sirius. "We're making history," he gushes. "And this was only in the first 7 days. By next month, Howard will only be able to keep himself awake, ordering the staff to do tag-team ass-to-ass action." No wonder he's bored. He's got nobody to piss him off. He's on his own network with two whole stations devoted to Howard 100 News. His new bosses have cleared the way for him to sell off $200 million worth of shares in Sirius stock. He's dreaming of his next gig, musing that he should form a supergroup with Bubba the Love Sponge and Rush Limbaugh. "You know, a supergroup," he explained to Robin, "like Blind Faith. They were a great supergroup." But on the first day, he was already back to railing against the FCC, nostalgic for the good old days when he had enemies, reminiscing about how badass he used to be. David Lee Roth's show is more interesting, just because it's so skin-crawlingly awful. In these days of bland corporate radio, it's bracing to hear a guy who has no idea what he's doing.
Amen.
He can't remember the wild sex and drug stories from his Van Halen days.
That's bad. That's
sad. So instead,
he
talks about being an EMT. It's the voice of American loser, refusing to admit his Edom and Smile days are over. Listening to David Lee Roth, you feel physical pain. Oh. I bet Howard must be jealous.
Wow.
And there you go. That's
Well, he kind of kills two birds with one stone there, doesn't he?
That's a rave for Howard from Rolling Stone, Robin.
Wow.
Don't talk about May. Don't write about May.
Well, right? Don't worry. There's always Entertainment Weekly.
I can go on Bill O'Reilly again.
That's
Bill, it's Howard Stern.
Howard, you're like me. You're iconic. People look up to you. And that's just a couple of guys from Long Island.
I read the article, and
you read the article. Of course you did. You can't believe everything you read. I haven't always, but I know it all, and I just figured it all out. Yeah. Swain is me, 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 me.
That's right, Robin. I'm Martin Luther King Jr.
I'm Jesus.
Artie, it's too bad.
You know,
your
Kanye
dad
is going to wear the
dead
crown of thorns. I don't approve.
No,
you know, when I go to mass, I don't approve.
Show on Sirius.
Howard, your nose job looks botched. Did they botch it?
Yeah.
And if they did, it might be the worst botch of all time.
This is also a news bulletin to me.
What?
Yeah.
Had a nose job?
Yeah, really.
It's true. Seriously, dude, go get your money back.
I've seen the photographs. I'm quite surprised.
The doctor told him it shouldn't be too dramatic.
Well, in Rolling Stone, it has a picture of his big face by the microphone that says, you know, satellite radio. So it's obviously a new picture.
Yes.
So he had a nose job and liposuction on his chin.
Uh-huh. The question I have is when? When did he have the nose job?
Still ugly. Howard Stern. Hey, Howard. You still the king. Robin says, you are Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, my God.
We're making history.
Poor Robin.
Wow.
Well, that's not good from Rolling Stone.
No.
You know, again, coming, as I said, coming from someone who can't, you know, I can't kill somebody and get my name printed in the Penny Saver. So,
right,
I understand.
Oh, I'll bet you could.
I understand where we are. You know? I bet you're right.
You know, that's an idea. You know, really. I mean, about, you know, no, because then you couldn't stay on the air.
Right.
We could set something up, though. I don't know.
So that's
just
not
thinking
good
out loud.
Mm-hmm. That's not good in Rolling Stone.
No, they have previously done quite a bit of asking.
Always been one of his biggest supporters.
Maybe you should get a nose job.
I'm thinking about it.
And a little lipo?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I want to be like that person on our website who just had the entire face transplant.
Oh, that lady.
Did we put those pictures up on the web today?
Yes, she is lovely.
Thank you, Gary. You're fantastic.
Still smoking, too.
You're the man.
You're great, Gary.
You're still the king.
Robin, call me Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, Howard.
Oh, Robin, we're at our laughing place right now. Robin, it's our laughing place. Because I'm so upset about Rolling Stone magazine and May.
I wish my dad was alive. I sure wish my dad was alive to listen to me on the Howard Stern Show. Not as funny as Jackie. Ever.
Jesus.
Okay.
You know, when I would listen, when he was, and I haven't heard this show because I don't have Sirius Radio, but that to me was really kind of a turning point.
Yeah.
For me.
Anyway.
Not as funny.
Listen, you tell those douches that any publicity, Robin, is good publicity. And I forgot to do this thing with my microphone. It makes my voice so much deeper than everyone else's, Robin.
Hi, Howard.
Hello, Robin. Call me Martin Luther King Jr., please.
Hi, this is the microphone. This is the microphone of everybody else in the studio.
And this is my microphone. It's Howard on Howard 100. I can't believe that article. Incidentally, it's time for commercials.
Commercials? You're on satellite.
I know, but Mel's in charge.
You got commercials?
I mean, a corporate executive is in charge.
Yeah, still.
No law against that anymore, just a lingering fear.
Yes, that's right.
Rightly so.
Mike, I call it a healthy respect.
Healthy respect.
It's a very thin line between fear and respect.
Me too. I wish my dad could listen to this.
we will be right back.